The Guardian.
It was not a good night for Hillary Clinton. She did manage to squeak out a victory in Indiana, but she suffered a crushing defeat to Barack Obama in North Carolina. Together, what these results mean is that she still is very far behind Obama in the race for delegates. Indeed, she slipped even further behind with tonight's results. But more importantly than that, she has failed to really demonstrate that she can turn this race around. It had seemed in the closing days of this campaign that Clinton really could turn the situation to her advantage. Barack Obama had perhaps the worst week of his campaign for the White House. He was being buffeted by a controversy about his association with his Chicago pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. He was also on the defensive because of Hillary Clinton's proposal to cut the tax on petrol over the summer, which she argued proved that she cared more about working people. But even though the news wasn't going in Barack Obama's direction and the opinion polls suggested a very tight contest for him in North Carolina and a rather comfortable win for Clinton in Indiana on the night, indeed, what we have seen is Clinton just barely managing to hang on in Indiana and Obama doing rather well in North Carolina. What this means is that he is strengthened as he goes forwards in the six remaining primary contests, and Hillary Clinton is going to have trouble making the argument to Democratic officials, the superdelegates, that she really is more electable, and she's also going to have a lot of trouble raising money, and that could be the thing that finally sinks her campaign.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.